Welcome to the deep dive. You sent us down a fascinating path this time, looking into the world of mobile gaming and specifically this title, Robbery Bob. What caught your eye was some information about a modified version of the game, and that's exactly what we're going to unpack today.
Right. You shared an article detailing the Robbery Bob mod APK. Now, for anyone less familiar, an APK is essentially the digital package used to install apps on Android devices. Okay. This article not only delves into this modified version, but also gives us a solid overview of the original game. So our goal is to really get to grips with the core gameplay of Robbery Bob, pinpoint the key differences this modification brings, and, you know, understand why those changes might be so appealing to players.
Okay, let's unpack this then. Robbery Bob, it first appeared back on May 3rd, 2012. The central idea is pretty straightforward and honestly has a kind of quirky charm to it. You step into the shoes of Bob, a self-proclaimed clumsy thief who takes on various jobs for different clients. And these jobs invariably involve, well, a bit of light-fingered activity, breaking into homes, businesses, that sort of thing.
What's really interesting here, though, is that the core mechanic isn't about direct confrontation at all. It's all about stealth. You're navigating these environments, trying your best to remain unseen, avoiding guards, security cameras, even like watchful dogs, by strategically using your surroundings. Think hiding behind furniture, slipping into shadows. It's about being smart and quiet rather than relying on, you know, brute force.
And it sounds like the challenge escalates quite quickly. The article mentions that the levels become increasingly complex, throwing more security measures and trickier obstacles your way.
Definitely.
So it's not just a case of running in and grabbing everything. You really need to think ahead and plan your moves carefully.
Exactly. Now, about this mod APK, the article uses a rather effective analogy to explain it, comparing the standard APK to, like, a regular coffee order. You get what's on the menu, so to speak.
Right. So the mod APK is like when you decide to customize that coffee, maybe add an extra shot or a different kind of milk or something, you're tweaking it beyond the standard offering.
Yeah.
In the case of Robbery Bob, these extra toppings are additional features that have been integrated into the game, often unofficially.
Precisely. And it's within these added features that we see some truly fundamental shifts from the original gaming experience. Let's start with something quite foundational to most games. In-game currency or money?
Yes. Often the driving force. In the standard Robbery Bob, you actually have to, well, rob things to earn money.
Makes sense for the theme.
Right. You collect coins by successfully stealing items and completing your objectives in each mission. That earned cash then allows you to purchase different costumes for Bob and those helpful power-ups that can make your thieving endeavors a bit less perilous.
And this creates a natural sense of progression, right? You achieve something in the game and are rewarded with a means to improve your abilities or customize your character. But the mod APK completely inverts this.
Yeah.
Well, the article points out that you start with unlimited money. This single change fundamentally shifts the game from, like, a resource management challenge to an exercise in pure experimentation. The core tension of saving and prioritizing upgrades just vanishes. It totally alters the player's relationship with progression.
And here's where it gets really interesting, actually. The article even mentions that in this modified version, the act of buying something might actually increase your money.
Wait, really? Buying makes you richer?
Yeah, that's a pretty significant departure from the standard game's economy. It essentially removes the entire aspect of financial constraint.
Wow, okay. It certainly does. Now, another common frustration for many mobile gamers revolves around advertisements. How does this modified version handle those interruptions?
Well, in the standard Robbery Bob, much like in many free-to-play mobile games, you're likely to encounter advertisements popping up between levels.
Oh, yeah.
Which could definitely disrupt your immersion in the game and become quite annoying, breaking the flow.
And the mod APK simply cuts those out entirely. The article explicitly states that it removes all advertisements, promising an uninterrupted gaming experience. For many players, that lack of interruption alone is a significant draw, I'd imagine.
It makes perfect sense. Nobody enjoys being bombarded with ads when they're trying to execute a stealthy virtual break-in. So with this unlimited in-game currency and the absence of advertisements, how does this fundamentally alter the overall gameplay experience?
Well, in the original APK, you have this established path of progression. You encounter challenges, sources, and items you've managed to unlock.
Right, the standard loop.
Exactly. Yeah. The mod APK, on the other hand, is described as enhanced, with all the premium features available right from the start. It's akin to having, you know, all the cheat codes unlocked right when you begin playing.
Speaking of limitations, let's talk about Bob's stamina.
Mm.
I recall the article mentioning something about his energy levels.
Yes, that's another layer. In the standard game, Bob has a finite energy bar. If you have him sprinting around too much, that energy depletes, and you then have to either wait for it to recharge naturally or find ways to replenish it within the game environment.
Ah.
This adds another layer to the strategic thinking, deciding when it's best to make a dash and when you need to proceed slowly and stealthily to conserve energy.
But, as we might expect by now, the mod APK does away with this as well, right?
It seems to be the pattern.
Unlimited energy means Bob can just keep on sneaking, running, and making his daring escapes without ever needing to catch his breath.
Precisely. And this has a direct impact on how you might approach each level. In the original game, you might need to be more measured, more deliberate in your movements.
Mm-hmm.
With unlimited energy in the modded version, you could potentially be much more reckless, perhaps even using that constant speed to bypass certain challenges altogether. So for you, wanting to understand the core differences quickly, this completely removes a key strategic element of the original design.
Now, the progression system in the original game sounds quite traditional. You complete missions in a specific order to unlock the subsequent ones. It can become a bit of a hurdle, I guess, if you find yourself stuck on a particularly difficult level.
That's right. You have to earn your advancement through the game. But the mod APK offers a shortcut, naturally. All the levels are unlocked from the very beginning.
All of them.
Yep. You have the freedom to jump into any mission that catches your eye at any point. And as the article highlights, crucially, if you're struggling with a particular level, you have the option to simply skip it and move on to something else.
That's a pretty significant change in how you engage with the game's content. It seems to cater to players who might be less interested in a hardcore challenge and more focused on simply experiencing all the different environments and scenarios the game has to offer.
Definitely seems that way.
What about the various cosmetic items and gameplay-enhancing tools, the costumes and power-ups? Are they handled differently, too?
Oh, absolutely. In the standard game, many of these are locked away, requiring a certain amount of playtime or the accumulation of sufficient in-game currency to unlock them. You need to invest time and effort.
Makes sense.
However, the mod APK, with its unlimited funds, makes all of these immediately accessible. You can outfit Bob in any costume you like and equip yourself with the most powerful gadgets right from the start.
The article even mentions this mod menu. It sounds almost like an integrated cheat console right within the game.
That's essentially what it is, yeah. It's described as a special menu that gives you the ability to toggle these modified features, unlimited money, all levels unlocked, infinite energy on and off as you wish.
Wow.
It gives the player a remarkable degree of direct control over the fundamental rules of the game.
So it seems the appeal of this mod APK is quite clear then. The article neatly summarizes it. Unlimited money, no advertisements, everything unlocked, and faster overall progression all contribute to making the game, from their perspective, more interesting. It's about eliminating those aspects of the game that some players might find tedious or restrictive.
Precisely. It caters to a different segment of players, perhaps those with less available time for gaming, or maybe those who prioritize immediate enjoyment of the game's content over the gradual process of unlocking it through challenges.
Now, the article does touch on the game's history a little bit. It mentions that the most recent version is 1.30.11, which primarily includes bug fixes and performance improvements.
Standard update stuff.
Yeah, and here's a little piece of background information I found interesting. Back in 2021, the original developer, Level 8 Studios, actually sold Robbery Bob to Deca Games.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so Deca Games are now the current owners and publishers.
That's an interesting bit of context.
Yeah.
And it seems there's been like a significant amount of fan interest in a potential Robbery Bob 3. But so far, Deca Games hasn't made any official announcements regarding a sequel.
Mm-hmm.
It suggests the original game, or maybe both originals, still hold a considerable appeal for many players.
The article also delves into some of the more practical aspects, outlining the system requirements for Android devices, both the minimum specifications needed to run the game and the recommended hardware for a smoother experience.
Useful info.
Definitely. This includes details about the required Android version, processor speed, RAM, and available storage space. It's useful information for anyone considering playing the game, whether the original or the modified version.
And then it gets into the specifics of how to actually obtain and install this mod APK. It's not as straightforward as downloading from the official Google Play Store, obviously.
Right.
The article provides a step-by-step guide, emphasizing the important step of enabling downloads from unknown sources within your Android device's settings.
Which, as always, is something to approach with a degree of caution, right?
Yeah.
Downloading files from outside official app stores can carry potential risks.
Absolutely. Always a risk.
The article does direct users to a specific website, robertbulbapay.com, suggesting it as a trusted source. However, it's always wise to exercise your own judgment when downloading files from unofficial channels.
Absolutely. Critical thinking required there. Following that, the article shifts focus and offers some genuinely helpful gameplay tips for mastering Robbery Bob, and these are applicable whether you're playing the standard version or the modded one.
Oh, cool. Like what?
Well, things like advice on staying out of sight, creating distractions to manipulate enemy movements, making sure to collect all the available loot in each level, planning your escape routes in advance, and utilizing upgrades to enhance Bob's speed and stealth capabilities. Mm-hmm. You know, solid, fundamental advice for any aspiring virtual thief.
Good tips. And on the subject of staying hidden, I found the section on hidden places and teleportation within the levels particularly interesting. Apparently, there are four primary types of hiding spots you can utilize.
Oh, yeah.
Areas of darkness, behind various objects within the environment, inside containers like closets, and rather amusingly, even toilets.
Toilets? Seriously?
Yeah. Resourceful indeed, Bob. And in specific spots that are concealed from the view of security cameras.
Haha. Okay. It adds a clever layer of environmental interaction to the stealth gameplay then. You're constantly assessing your surroundings, looking for these pockets of safety to avoid detection.
Exactly. Then there are the teleportation mechanics. The teleport mine sounds like a particularly fun gadget. It's a purchasable item in the standard game that creates a temporary magic door.
A magic door. Nice.
Not only can Bob use it to instantly move to another location, but if an unsuspecting enemy happens to step onto it, they get teleported to a random spot as well.
Oh, that's chaotic. I like it.
Right. And with the unlimited money in the mod APK, experimenting with these mines would certainly become much more accessible.
Oh, for sure. You could just spam them everywhere. And then there's the teleporter, also known as the Lemonator, which are fixed teleport pads found within certain levels.
The Lemonator?
Yeah. The article provides a humorous backstory for these, attributing their creation to a failed air freshener experiment by a Dr. Thievius.
Okay, that's quirky.
Stepping onto one of these pads instantly transports you to another preset pad within the same level, adding a different dimension to how you navigate those specific environments.
The article also addresses some of the common technical issues that players might encounter, like the game crashing or freezing unexpectedly.
Always a possibility with mods.
Land levels not registering as completed, various in-game bugs or glitches, and performance problems, particularly on older or less powerful devices. The suggested solutions are fairly standard troubleshooting steps: restarting the game or your device, reinstalling the game with a reminder to back up your progress if possible.
Good reminder.
Ensuring the game is updated to the latest version, closing other applications running in the background, and potentially lowering the game's graphical settings.
And interestingly, it points out that with the mod APK, if you find yourself consistently struggling with a particular level due to technical issues or just sheer difficulty, you have the option to simply skip it, which is a fundamentally different way of dealing with in-game challenges compared to the intended progression of the original game.
The article then offers an interesting perspective on the broader impact of mod APKs on gaming culture. It suggests that their popularity reflects a growing desire among players for more personalized and less restrictive gaming experiences. Mm. They want the freedom to engage with games on their own terms, often with all the available content and features unlocked from the outset.
It really brings up some interesting points about what players truly value in their gaming experiences, doesn't it? Is it the inherent challenge and the sense of accomplishment that comes from overcoming obstacles through skill and persistence?
Yeah.
Or is it more about simply enjoying the core mechanics and the narrative aspects of a game without those potential barriers to entry or progression?
Yeah, it's a good question. And despite all the modifications and alterations, the article makes the point that the original story and the characters of Robbery Bob still retain their engaging quality.
It's cute.
Which suggests that the underlying foundation of the game itself is quite strong and appealing to a wide audience, regardless of how you play it.
Yeah, absolutely. And to give you a broader context, the article also provides a list of 5 alternative games that share similar themes of stealth or thievery.
Oh, nice. Any examples?
Yeah, titles like Sneak Thief, Stealth Master, Hello Neighbor, Robbery Madness, and King of Thieves, along with a brief description of the core gameplay of each. This could be useful if you find the core concept of Robbery Bob intriguing, but are curious to check out similar experiences.
Good to know. It even includes a selection of user reviews, and perhaps unsurprisingly, the reviews specifically for the mod APK are overwhelmingly positive.
I bet.
Frequently praising the easier progression, the availability of unlimited in-game currency, the immediate access to all features, and the absence of frustrating elements like locked content or in-app purchase prompts.
Makes sense. People like skipping the grind sometimes. To offer a more balanced perspective, though, the article also provides a concise list of the pros and cons associated with using the mod APK.
Okay, what are they?
Well, the advantages listed are all the benefits we've discussed, all levels unlocked, unlimited money, no advertisements, no in-app purchases, and easy access to upgrades.
Right.
The disadvantages highlighted are, you know, the unofficial nature of the modification, the potential lack of online support or updates, and a slightly increased risk of encountering game crashes or instability. Pretty standard trade-offs for mods.
Yeah, that tracks. Finally, the article concludes with a brief FAQ section addressing some common questions, such as the safety of downloading mod APKs.
Always a concern.
Reiterating their recommendation of the RobberyBobAPK.com website as a source. Whether Robbery Bob can be played offline, the answer is yes.
Good to know.
And the potential for losing game data if you uninstall the game, with a warning about possible data loss if you haven't utilized cloud saving, and an advisory to back up your data.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into Robbery Bob and this modified APK version, we've seen a really distinct divergence in how the game can be experienced. You have the original, carefully designed around a system of progression, challenges, and resource management.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have this alternative version that essentially removes many of those constraints, offering immediate access to almost everything the game has to offer.
And for you, with your interest in quickly and thoroughly understanding new information, this exploration of mod APKs provides a really interesting insight into how players are choosing to customize their gaming experiences.
It definitely makes you think about the core drivers of engagement in gaming.
Totally.
Is it the journey of gradually unlocking content and overcoming challenges? Or is it the immediate gratification of having all the tools and content available from the outset? Yeah, this raises a significant question about the evolving nature of the gaming landscape. Given the clear appeal of these kinds of modifications, will we see more official avenues for game developers to offer players greater control over their game experience? You know, like official easy modes or sandbox options? Or will this ongoing dynamic, this kind of cat and mouse game between official releases and these player-created alterations, continue to be a prominent feature of the gaming world?
It's certainly something worth considering the next time you encounter a game with a defined system of progression and unlockables. Food for thought.